Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 246. As part of our Smithsonian Associates Art of Living interview series, today's show is the second of a two-part program. The first, episode number 245, aired earlier this week when we, in anticipation of our guests, authors Renee Sclareau and Rachel Cooper, hiked one of the beautiful, memorable hikes from their new book, the third edition of 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles of Washington, D.C. Part of the most comprehensive hiking series in print, the full-color third edition of 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles, Washington, D.C., is a complete revision by the travel writers Rachel Cooper and Renee Sclareau, both of whom are guests on the show today and will be appearing at the Smithsonian Associates Program August 22nd, 2018. Well, do terrific views make your hike? Is it hiking with the family, enjoying the intercoastal Chesapeake or Jug Bay? From Rachel Cooper and Renee Sclareau, you will learn all about the beautiful green spaces surrounding Washington, D.C., and the natural wonders that offer settings for every type of outdoor interest and every fitness level.
One of the main goals in our writing this book was to remind local residents and visitors about the different hiking opportunities that are available in the Washington, D.C. area, and that we're extraordinarily lucky to have such a wide range of places to walk and hike and enjoy the city itself and then the suburbs around it. And there's just something special for just about everyone. And taken together, these trails, they reflect the landscape and the parklands, and you can see wildlife. And there's also, we have so much historical heritage in our area. And it's just really a great place for everyone to enjoy and explore. And I think there's a tendency to not always remember that, but we're here to remind everyone of how special our region is.
That, of course, is one of our guests today, Rachel Cooper, who, along with Renee Sclareau, are authors of the new book, 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles of Washington, D.C., the third edition, and who will both be appearing at the Smithsonian Associates Program August 22nd, 2018 at the Ripley Center in Washington, D.C. Sign up soon by clicking links in the show notes or at the notoldbetter.com website. Renee Sclareau and Rachel Cooper will provide many more great tips beyond today's discussion for hikers and all families who enjoy the great outdoors around here. And importantly, everybody who signs up for the presentation on August 22nd will take home a copy of their excellent new book, 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles of Washington, D.C. Please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show Smithsonian Associates Program authors, Rachel Cooper and Renee Sclareau. Renee Sclareau and Rachel Cooper, welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here.
I have to tell you, I am excited to talk to you. Of course, my audience has already heard about you. They're excited to hear more from you. Once again, I gushed about the book. We're going to talk about that in some detail. But first, let's start with the upcoming Smithsonian Associates presentation. Renee, I wonder if you'd tell us briefly about, just what you're going to talk about there at Smithsonian Associates.
Well, if the audience has already listened to you and your lovely wife, Gretchen, whose birthday it is today, take that hike in Mason Neck State Park. It's basically, we're going to give the audience a very detailed idea of what hiking in the DC area can be like and how to do it at its very best. We're basically going to cover the 60 parks, but not all of them, of course. We're breaking them into categories such as hikes with historic features, great places to walk your dog, family-friendly hikes, challenging hikes, and things of that nature. So we're going to break them into categories and then show pictures, try to tell people how to prepare for a good hike and what kind of gear they want to bring along, what the best times to hike are, places that accommodate strollers or wheelchairs, hikes with interesting nature centers or museums, and those that have unusual wildlife or plants. our trees.
Thank you. That's great to know. I also want to point out that the book, this is the third edition, is going to be available from you. You guys are going to give it to each of the people that show up is going to get a copy of the book, of the third edition of 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles, the DC edition.
That's right.
That is wonderful. Really, I think that is combined with the pictures. This is just a fabulous book. Rachel Cooper, I just have to say to you, who knew? Who knew that DC and the metro area had so many great choices for outdoor hikes? You think about 60, and that is almost overwhelming, but when you break it down, it seems like there are hikes to fit almost every level of hiker.
That's definitely true. Both Renee and I have spent our whole careers exploring the DC, Maryland, and Virginia areas, and we've been writing about the wonderful experiences that you can have here. It's amazing the diversity of terrain that's unique from our area, because you have the Chesapeake Bay on the east and then the urban areas in the city where we have a lot of history. And then you have the mountains to the west. So it really, we have such diversity of terrain, which makes all the hikes very different. And I was amazed. I was recently looking through the whole list of books of hikes, and there's actually almost all of them actually have some sort of water feature. And there's different kinds of water. So you have rivers and lakes, and those are all very scenic. So there's hikes that are easy ones to, say, walk around a lake, and then you have more challenging ones that are climbing mountains. And there's also ones to appeal to people who are interested in history. You can also find ones that are quieter or busy. So it really, there's quite a variety. You can find short hikes, and you can also extend the hikes. There's lots of trails like the Towpath and the Appalachian Trail and the Potomac Heritage Trail. So if you want a really long hike, you can extend it that way.
Yeah, I personally loved, and both Gretchen and I, and thank you very much for wishing Gretchen a happy birthday. She'll appreciate that. But I think what we really enjoyed about the hike that we took on the Mason Neck State Park was the variety, the information about the wildlife. We didn't see a whole bunch of people out on the trails too. So really it's just this opportunity to get out there, enjoy nature in not too far a distance from Washington, from downtown Washington, D.C. But Renee Scleroux, I've got a question for you now. I want to jump over to you and talk about a hiking book like this, the third edition I mentioned. It's tricky, I think, to update some of these, to go from first edition to second edition to third edition. And I wonder if you could give us a few examples from the book about just how difficult it was to mine the details and to make it engaging and inspiring to the reader, because you do this wonderful job of really pulling us in to where we are in that park.
Thank you, Paul. Well, I could just start from the beginning. When we were offered the opportunity, we decided we wanted to do it together because both of us love the outdoors, love hiking. Both have always been hikers our whole lives. And we split it in half, although we did the first few together. And we looked carefully at the other versions of the book, but it had been 10 years since the last book was published, and so much changed in the DC area. As you know, there's lots of new trails and lots of other options that weren't available necessarily. And also, we looked at the hiking that the original text had, and a lot of them were very, very long trails, even involving overnights and backpacking. And Rachel and I wanted to focus on only day trips. So the longest hike we have is about 9-10 miles, and there's lots of short ones. There's one as short as 1 mile. So it gives you whatever you're in the mood for, you can find that in this book. And we added 23 brand new hikes. That I think will be fun for people to discover. And we've got some hidden gems, the places that we know that most people know things, places like the CNO Canal, and they've probably been to Great Falls and maybe Rock Creek Park. But we have gone in and found these unusual little nature preserves that are not very busy and also incredibly lovely. And so we found that we could go on our own. And as you discovered, they're really not that crowded. It's kind of strange. I guess there's people just are going back to the same places. And our goal is that people buy the book and they learn that they can go to places that are probably right in their backyard that they didn't even know that were there.
I think when they buy the book, they'll see the color pictures. And that, I think, just jumped out to Gretchen and I. As a matter of fact, Gretchen and I mentioned this, you know, we loved that cover photo of Mason Neck State Park. And that is just stunning. The waterfront, the views of the bay, what a gorgeous location. And the color photos really, I think, add a great deal to this particular edition. But I want to know from both of you, what are your favorite hikes? Give me one hike that both of you just find to be your favorites.
Well, I tend to like a little more challenging hikes than Renee might. My favorite is Catoctin Mountain, which is in Thurmont, Maryland, and it's a national park. And what I really like about it is that there's five different overlooks, and you can hike from one to the next, which makes it really cool because they have really great views. And there's a lot of different options. You can actually drive up to the top and just hike only the overlooks and not do the kind of entry areas and the ending areas. Or you can extend it and make it much longer. So it really is up to you as far as how much hike you want to accomplish. But there are, if you do the entire thing, I think it goes like, extends to like more than 10 miles. You can definitely get a good workout. And it winds through a lot of forested areas, so you have a lot of nice scenery. One of my favorite of the different overlooks is actually called Wolf Rock. And it's this rock formation, which I think it's a quartzite rock. It looks like the head of a wolf. And actually, it reminds me when I was a child, I used to go there. I went to a sleepaway camp and they took us there. And I hadn't seen it in many years. But when I went back recently, when we were writing this book, it just really brought back a lot of memories for me that were special. So that's my favorite.
That's great to hear. You know, it's nice too, because Thurmont and both my boys were scouts, Boy Scouts, and we ended up going, I went along to, I think it's Camp Airy that's there in Thurmont that you see. I think that's what I remember, and is going up to that Boy Scout camp. Does that ring a bell?
It's actually a Jewish camp. Yeah, Camp Airy. I went to Camp Louise.
Yeah.
In Cascade, which is about 10 miles from there. And they used to take us hiking at Catoctin Mountain.
Yeah, beautiful area. Thank you for that. So Renee, yours?
Yeah, my turn. Well, first I meant to tell you, Paul, about something else I thought you might want to add. I wanted to tell you about how it was to make the book. We, as the individuals, had to take photos, record the hikes using our Garmin eTrex graphic information, and also measure what the elevations were, and of course take notes and note what the important landmarks were and the waypoints. And I wanted to mention to you that we were very lucky because Rachel's husband, Brian Cooper, was kind enough to be our partner on this project. And Brian is a tech wunderkind, and he took all of the graphic information that we had put together on our Garmins and made really easy to follow maps with all kinds of helpful information from where the parking lots are, where the restrooms are, where the visitor centers are, where the interesting stops and historic locations are. And so I really felt that was such a wonderful aspect of working on this project, was three of us did it together. And we had a lot of fun making it. And I think that anybody who gets the book will find that they are well prepared before they get out on the trail. But it's always good to look up before you go at the website to see if there might be some kind of closures or any reasons that they should maybe look at an updated map. And definitely take a picture or bring along a copy of that map so when you're hiking, you don't get lost.
Mm-hmm. That's great. First of all, I'm glad that you give that recognition to Brian. Congrats to Brian, too, and Rachel. The great job as a husband and wife team. I value my husband and wife team, truly. But, you know, I'm glad you pointed that out, too, because the elevation part, Gretchen and I noticed that. we liked that because we knew Gretchen had hurt her leg dancing. And so as a result, she, you know, needed to be kind of on a more flat area. And they're just, we were able to tell immediately the elevation of that particular hike. So yeah, that was a great tip. So thanks for sharing that. And now your favorite hike.
Well, my favorite hike is called Difficult Run, and I wanted to apologize to my friends out there who love it and don't want me to tell everyone about it, but it is a
secret's out.
Secret is definitely out now, so sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
But if you're an avid hiker and you want a bit of a challenge but not overwhelming challenge, this is a great place. You can park in a parking lot right off of Georgetown Pike, and this hike follows this a little stream called Difficult Run along over some flat parts, but lots of fun rock scrambles and a nice little elevation up until you get to the confluence of Difficult Run and the Potomac River. And up at that point, you have incredible panoramic views of the Potomac. And you also join the Great Falls National Park there. So you're kind of going in the side. And it's the other interesting aspect of Difficult Run is it's part of the Gerald Connolly Cross County Trail, which is a network of trails in Virginia that start at Occoquan and go all the way to the Potomac River. The hike is mostly rocky ravine with boulder scrambles, and it's also eventually part of the Potomac Heritage Trail. So it's quite an interesting experience because you're really seeing how our community has worked together to create all these important networks of trails so that people can enjoy the outdoors, even living in a big city like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I'll say what's cool about it is at the top of one of the peaks, you can see Mather Gorge, and this is where you can watch the rock climbers ascending some very, very steep rock faces, and it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, that does sound fun. So does that kind of come into the River Bend Park area?
Actually, the River Bend is north of Great Falls, and this is south of Great Falls. So you're right. They're part of the Potomac Heritage Trail, and that is, I think it starts very, you know, at the top, I want to say maybe as far as Cumberland, and goes all the way down to southern Maryland. But it, on the Virginia side, there's a bunch of parks that are along the Potomac River where you can join the Potomac Heritage Trail. One of them is River Bend and one of them is Difficult Run.
Well, thank you for that. You know, you guys are busy, I know, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the upcoming Smithsonian Associates presentation. So really, I just have one final question for you both, and that is, give us each a tip. You know, in addition to the elevation, what I liked was you talk a little bit about what to bring along for first aid kit possibilities, the trail difficulty, whether there are pets, allowed. So give us, each of you, maybe give us one tip from the book, because we'll learn more when we see you at the Smithsonian Associates presentation, but I'd like you to just share a tip each.
Well, I would like to say that if you can, please take your charged cell phone along, because it is a nice thing to have if you possibly get lost, or if you have an emergency, or if you want to take pictures. It's just a lovely record of your experience. So I recommend taking your cell phone along. It'll even record the number of steps that you take.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
And my tip is to not be afraid of getting out year round. A lot of people tend to shy away from hiking in the winter, but actually it's my favorite season, because we're really lucky in this area that we have a lot of weather that is not so harsh. And as long as you dress for the weather, it's actually a nice time because you can see different scenery. You can see through the trees and there's no bugs. And it's just really a good way to get some vitamin D and enjoy yourself and make the winter go by quicker.
Fantastic. Well, Renee Sclareux and Rachel Cooper, thank you so much for joining us today. We're looking forward to seeing you. And we're going to talk to you because you guys have a couple more presentations at Smithsonian. So we're going to talk to you again. You'll be back. Well, I just want you to know that. So if you made it through today, you'll easily make it through the next couple of weeks.
We enjoyed talking to you, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I did as well. Thanks, both of you. Thanks again to the wonderful team at Smithsonian Associates for all their great work and all the help in arranging these interviews. My thanks to our guests today, and please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.